You're listening to Rewire Your Work. I'm your host, Heather Love, and I'm a subconscious mindset coach, a spiritual and integrative life coach, and a certified hypnotist who is obsessed with learning about how the brain works, why we do what we do, how to rewire the subconscious mind, and creating new and fun ways to regulate the nervous system. You're in the right place if you're ready to change your perception of worthiness, find your self-confidence, overcome your fears, step into your truth, and fall madly in love with your life. Welcome to this magical adventure where I'll help you learn the tools you need to rewire your neural pathways and step into your power with radiance and courage. So grab your headphones, get comfy, and let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Rewire Your Worth. I have been wanting to do this episode for probably 9 months, but I had all these weird feelings coming up about it that I had to process first. We're going to talk about ADHD today, and here's the deal. I haven't been officially diagnosed by a doctor. I looked into it, and there are so many tests for adults to get diagnosed, which totally turned me off from the whole thing because I want fast and easy answers always. And I also asked myself what I thought getting an official diagnosis would accomplish for me. And I'm not really interested in taking medication at this point. And I have literally been telling people that I've had this since I was a teenager. Back then, it was just ADD, not ADHD. And I was never taken seriously because the only people with ADD were hyperactive boys that were loud and disruptive in class, which I was neither of those things. But what I did know was that I had a hard time concentrating, and I always felt like my brain was being pulled in 10 different directions at once. And I would start daydreaming after about 10 or 15 minutes in class. I was also a doodler. I had to be doing something with myself or I absolutely couldn't pay attention. But nobody else seemed to think this was weird. So I just came to the conclusion that this was just how everyone operated and they just didn't talk about it. Years later, when I was in my 20s, ADHD started to become a much more common diagnosis than ADD. And actually, in today's world, they're one and the same. But I remember telling friends that I thought I had ADHD, but without the H, because I was literally never hyperactive, like ever. I actually had the opposite problem of always being exhausted. It wasn't until about 2 years ago that I learned that the doodling or the wiggling of my toes inside my shoes was in fact a form of hyperactivity, but also that the H can be related to hyperfocus, which I do very much have. Once I set my sights on something, I go down hard to that rabbit hole. When I get interested in a hobby, there is something that happens in my brain where I need all the supplies to do everything related to that activity that has ever existed. And I have a lot of hobbies, so you can imagine what that's like. Hobby Lobby and Michael's stores like know me by first name. I'm kidding, like sort of. Anyway, because I'm self-diagnosed, I have felt this shame for saying that I have ADHD because I'm not trying to take away from people who have been diagnosed, or I'm not like trying to be trendy or any of the things that people might think about someone that appears to be quote unquote normal and yet is saying they have this thing. I'm not looking for sympathy or anything like that. I'm just naming it out loud, because that has helped me feel some acceptance of myself. And that's all I really hope to accomplish by all of this. And like I said before, I have literally been saying this for 30 years, but because so many people brushed me off, I had in some ways talked myself out of believing I had ADHD and just that I had a very busy brain. People would say to me all the time, Heather, you just started 10 sentences and didn't finish a single one. And I never really thought that was weird because that's just how I always was. And that was normal to me. I have always been a great starter. Sentences, stories, projects, all of it. But finishing has been a whole different ballgame. I've noticed that finishing things isn't an issue for a lot of other people. So I have really spent a lot of time beating myself up about that. Like, why can't I just finish something I start? God, I suck. That is how I used to talk to myself all the time. And if I knew back then what I know now, I would have been a lot nicer to myself. So my goal of this episode is just to normalize how you might feel or things you do, even if you've never officially been diagnosed. I was on a Zoom call with a friend last week, and she has been officially diagnosed with ADHD as an adult. And after maybe like 10 minutes, she was like, yeah, you totally have ADHD. And honestly, her seeing me, just one person really seeing me, validated everything I've been thinking and feeling for 30 years and gave me the confidence to finally record this episode. Up until now, I felt like because some doctor didn't tell me I had it, that I couldn't talk about me having ADHD. But having just one person that I trust hold that space for me and confirm what I thought changed the whole game for me. And now I'm willing to own this part of me so that I can help others see that there's nothing wrong with them. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, there was a very long time where the only people diagnosed with ADD or ADHD were young, loud, and rambunctious boys. We're starting to see more and more adult women get diagnosed and or talk about ADHD because the way that we experience symptoms is so different than young boys. It seems obvious, but you know, sometimes Western medicine takes time to catch up with the obvious. There are some great podcast episodes out there about ADHD. There's one on Jenna Kutcher's Gold Digger podcast that's good. I actually think she's done a couple of episodes on it, but the first one was really eye-opening for me, which she recorded shortly after she was diagnosed. And I haven't listened to it, but I've been told that Mel Robbins did a podcast episode on ADHD, so check that out if you like her. And I know there's another one too that I listened to that was good, but it's escaping me right now. But the point is that if you think you might have ADHD, there are so many resources out there for you to understand it more so that you don't have to go through all the tests. There's even free tests, if you want to call them tests, quizzes online that you can take that will help you understand whether or not this might be something you have. Really, all getting diagnosed does for you is that it will give you validation if you think you need it. And then, of course, if you want to take some kind of prescription for it, you're going to need a diagnosis. I think once you understand what ADHD is and how it looks for you, there's a lot that you can do on your own without medication that can help, but that's going to be a personal decision for everyone. So I was going to tell you what a typical day looks like for me so that it would help you feel less alone, But the truth is that there isn't a lot of my day that's typical. But I'll share with you what's going on with me when I notice it, and maybe you'll relate to it. And also, maybe not. There are women I follow on social media that have ADHD, and I don't experience all the things they do, just like I'm sure not everyone experiences the things in the way that I do. But here's some things that I've learned could be a symptom of ADHD. And again, I'm obviously not a doctor. So if these resonate and you think you might have ADHD and want to get an official diagnosis, you should go through that process. This is just how I've noticed that ADHD presents in me as an adult female, which is really different than it would present in a preteen boy. The first one, let's talk about my garage door. I always get about a half a mile down the road, like just to the point where I can't see my house anymore. And I think I left my garage door open. I cannot tell you how many times I've turned around to make sure that I've closed it. And you know what? It's always closed. In fact, I have never, not once, never left it open. But it doesn't stop me from thinking I did. I have tried to get into the habit of saying out loud as I'm backing out of the driveway, "The garage is closed," like saying it out loud when I'm leaving. But if I forget, or if someone is talking in the car, I will think I left it open. I honestly don't know if that's more like an obsessive compulsive thing than an ADHD thing, but it's only happened in the last couple of years. This next one is also something I've noticed more recently, and that's leaving cabinets open. This one is pretty new and it doesn't happen too much, but it is something I've noticed. I'll go into the kitchen and a cabinet door is open and I'm the only one home. So, I mean, I guess the other explanation could be that I have a ghost in the house, but I'm guessing that it's probably just me and that I forgot to close it. Next one, hyper focus. When I get into something, I lose all track of time and the world around me while I research or figure out how to do something that I have become obsessed with. There is no middle ground for me. I don't have a lot in my life that is just quote unquote okay. For instance, let's go with my crystals. When I started getting into crystals several years back, I couldn't have just a couple that made me feel good. I literally felt compelled to buy hundreds of crystals. Now, I don't regret it, which I think is an important note, but it does kind of look like a store display where I keep them because I have so many. So that's just one example, but this happens with a ton of things in my life. I don't know how to have a middle ground. Okay, so this one is kind of three things in one. I kind of mentioned this before. So first of all, I get easily overwhelmed with the thought of starting something. So I just don't. Like, I will just not start. Unless it's something that I'm excited about, but then that's different and we go into hyper focus. So if I do start something because I feel like I have to, finishing is like this whole separate achievement. I literally have to write down start XYZ as one step and finish XYZ as another step. Which leads me to the third part, that I have to make plans to finish things or they simply just don't get done. This next one I thought was totally normal, but it sounds like it's not, but I still have a hard time believing it because I have done this my whole life. I talk out loud to narrate to myself what I'm doing and what's next. This helps me keep my brain straight with what I've already done and what I still need to do. So it's kind of like a to-do list, but I'm speaking it out loud. Like, okay, I've made the coffee. Now I need to pack the kids' lunches. And then after I pack their lunches, I need to fill up this water. Oh, and I need to feed the dog. Like, that is just what my normal every moment of every day looks like. And if I'm by it myself, I will say it out loud. This next one is my favorite and is also maybe kind of related to hyperfocus, but I have hobby overload. I literally have so many hobbies that I get interested in and then projects that I start but don't finish. And I have no idea how much money I've spent on unused craft supplies, but I could probably retire my children if I cashed it all in. I've been trying to get better with this and really use some discernment when I'm deciding if I actually need to buy something, but it's not easy though. I love art. I love making things. I love learning how to do new crafty projects. So I don't really see this one stopping anytime in the near future, and I'm honestly okay with it and have accepted this as part of me with unconditional love. I don't know what number we're on, but having to write down basically everything so I don't forget. Again, I thought this was normal, but I guess there are people out there who can remember things that they don't write down, which is fascinating to me. Podcast episodes, for example, I have tried so many times to not just write down most of my thoughts and just kind of riff on a topic. And inevitably, I will forget something later that I'm like, dang, I wish I would have put that in there. So I really admire the people that can just like go off and do a 30-minute podcast without having any notes or even give a masterclass without notes. Like, kudos to them. I am not one of those people. Repeating myself. This one, I've only started to notice that I do this the last couple of years, although maybe I've been doing it for longer. But it's usually I notice it when I'm excited about something or I want to make sure that something is done in a very specific way. And I actually get really annoyed when other people repeat themselves. So I'm actively trying to get better at this one because if I were to have a conversation with myself, I am positive I would annoy myself. This next one is more of a tip than a symptom, but releasing control of things for my own sanity. I have no idea if this is ADHD related, but I will say that by not having to control every aspect of everything around me, that it has helped me to feel more in control, if that makes sense. Understanding that the only thing I can truly control is myself has allowed me to get less distracted than I used to. I just ask myself, is this a me thing or is this a someone else thing? And if it's a someone else thing, then I just don't put that much energy into it. So this next one, I honestly used to think of this as a strength of mine, and I was in fact very proud of it, but it's actually not a good thing. Multitasking. And this only got worse when phones were invented because yes, I'm older than cell phones, but I've always been someone that needs to be doing multiple things at once. Even reading books. I love reading, but I can never just be reading one book at a time. I'm always reading at least three different books at once, sometimes up to five books. It's just a way to keep me interested because I can't focus on any one thing for too long unless I'm in hyperfocus mode. Okay, this next one has gotten people mad at me so many times in my life. Interrupting. And I'm not making excuses because while I still have a long way to go, I do know that I've gotten better with this. But I almost never interrupt with the intention of being rude. There is generally two reasons that I personally interrupt. Again, Neither of them is a good reason. I'm just explaining that I'm not trying to be rude. One reason is that I'm just so dang excited about the thought that just popped into my head that it comes out of my mouth before I can even filter. And the other reason is that I have to say whatever it is before I forget. Chances are that if I wait for someone to finish their thought or sentence, that I will very likely not remember what I was going to say. This happens all the time. In any conversation I have that's more than 10 minutes, I guarantee that I will say more than once that I forgot what I was just going to say. It's almost comical, but this is a huge sign of ADHD. As I've become a coach, and it is my job to listen, I've gotten really good at taking conspicuous notes while someone is talking, so that just a word or two, so that I can come back to it once they've completed whatever it is that they're going to say. And that word or words will trigger my memory and be like, oh yeah, I wanted to come back to this. This one is obvious, but I get bored and distracted super quickly and lack things holding my attention. I often zone out and or focus on many things at once. When I used to work in corporate, this got me in trouble all the time. First of all, I just need to say that corporate is not conducive to people who are neurodivergent in any way. I cannot sit in a four-hour meeting with people droning on in front of the room with presentations with 175 slides in them with maybe a 10-minute break to pee halfway through. Like, can we just stop with that? I have to imagine that's not the best use of time for people without ADHD, but for people who can't focus for long periods of time, this is just torture. I always needed to be doing something else in these meetings, like doodling or looking out the window or sometimes taking notes. Okay, next is procrastination. I have really, 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 really been trying to get better about this over the years, but it is definitely still there. I kind of already mentioned this with my difficulty starting things, but when I look at like the laundry in my house, I am reminded every day how much I still procrastinate things. If I haven't mentioned before, I'm a Virgo sun, so I loved being organized. But there are parts of my life where I'm very disorganized, especially paperwork. I have piles and piles and piles. I love piles. Well, not really. I hate them. I would prefer to file things where they go, and yet I make piles. This is another symptom of ADHD. Okay, this one is interesting because from the brief research I've done, this one appears to present way more in females, and that's anxiety. I don't have it to the degree that many people do, but it does show up on occasion. Thankfully, I've been trained on how to get rid of it pretty efficiently, but it does sneak up on me once in a while, and it is a symptom of ADHD in adult females. Okay, the next one is something called out-of-zone conversations. This would be where I'm having a conversation with someone about one thing, and then I suddenly bring up something else within the same conversation. And these seem like random thoughts, but in my head, it makes complete sense how I got from point A to point B. For example, we can be discussing how to make a cake, and the very next thing out of my mouth is talking about how I should get my car washed. Doesn't seem to make sense, but in my head, I went from talking about adding eggs to the cake mix to thinking about one time when I was a teenager and someone egged my car. And so my car was dirty. And then I went to the car wash and it took washing it more than once to get it clean, which reminds me that my car is dirty right now. And all of this happens in the blink of an eye. So it makes sense to me, but to everyone else, it seems like it came out of left field. Also, the car getting egged is totally made up, by the way, but it's just showing you how quickly something like that can happen for me. Next, I talk a lot, like a lot, a lot. I mean, I have a podcast for a reason, but really excessive talking is a sign of the hyperactive part of ADHD. Even if it's not the loud and yelling kind that you think of when young boys have ADHD, talking a lot, regardless of age or gender, can be a sign. My oldest daughter is a fan of telling me to use less words because I can't just answer a simple yes or no question with a yes or no. I feel pulled to give you a story that goes along with the yes or no. So, this is just another one of those things that I've learned to love about myself. Some may find it annoying, but this is genuinely a part of who I am. And then the last one that I'll mention today is impulse shopping. I have a really hard time waiting to buy something that catches my eye. This obviously can cause a lot of issues for a lot of reasons, a few of which are buying things you don't actually need, having too much clutter, or even causing financial hardship for not planning out spending. This is another thing that I'm actively working on, but Amazon makes it pretty difficult sometimes, especially when I'm going down the rabbit hole of a new hobby. So that's my list for you today, my friends. I just felt really called to share this so that other women feel less alone. I have really gone through my entire life thinking that everyone was like me, and I was shocked to find out that that wasn't true when I became older, which only made me feel like I was broken or that something was wrong with me. So I'm normalizing this so that nobody else has to feel like they're alone. Again, there's a ton I didn't cover. There are other symptoms that I've heard of women having that I just don't see in myself, so I didn't mention them, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. If this episode helped you feel better in any way, feel free to share it with a friend or on social media and tag me. I love to know that what I discuss is resonating with you. Until next time, thank you for listening. I love you so much, and remember that you're worthy of living the life of your dreams.